Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to continue to learn how to pronounce one of the most important vowel sounds of American English, as in the words sir and early. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to connect the vowel to the consonant L. We're also going to practice this sound combination in some key American words and phrases. I strongly recommend that you listen to podcast number 66 before using this one. Podcast 66 explains how to pronounce the sound in full detail. Today's lesson is more advanced and deals with in a more difficult case. The sound does not exist in many other languages and is therefore one of the most difficult sounds for English students to pronounce. This sound is even more difficult to pronounce when it connects directly to the consonant L, as in the words early or girl. And this connection from to L is the focus of today's podcast. So let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce the sound In order to pronounce the sound you want to begin with your tongue flat, in a neutral position. Slowly curl your tongue tip backwards so that it points at the roof of your mouth. Do not touch the roof of your mouth with your tongue tip. You should also feel the back sides of your tongue touching your back inner gums. As your tongue curls, your lips can move forward a little. Your jaw might be somewhat tense. A little tension is fine. Please listen and repeat paying careful attention to your form. Before we discuss how to connect to L, let's discuss how to pronounce L correctly. L, as in the words like and live. Here's how to pronounce L. Extend your tongue forward. Press the tip of your tongue against the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Exhale and vocalize. Feel the air travel along the sides of your tongue. Your lips should be neutral. Let's try L in combination with the vowel ah. Remember, extend your tongue tip to the ridge. Please listen and repeat. La. La. Now let's discuss the difference between and L. Notice how the tongue positions for and L are very different, almost opposites. For we curl our tongue back. For L, we extend forward. Always think of as tongue tip curls back. L, tongue tip extends forward. Think of these contrasting and contrary positions, back, L forward. If you think of it in those terms, it will help your tongue move in the right direction and position, and your pronunciation will be clear. Now let's try an exercise which will help you connect directly to L. It's a physical exercise which will keep your tongue moving in the right way in order to combine these sounds. I use this exercise with my private students here in New York, and I've had great success doing so. We're going to say the word Earl. When we say we're going to curl our arms toward our chest. When we say L, we're going to extend our arms away from our chest. As you can see, our arms are moving in the same direction and same manner as our tongue. This coordinated movement between our arms and tongue will help you control the very subtle, complicated movement of the tongue. So let's break it down. Arms curl towards our chest. L, arms extend away from your chest. Let your tongue move in the same direction and same manner as your arms. Please listen and repeat slowly, moving your arms toward you on and then away from you on L. Earl. Earl. Now a bit faster. Earl. If this physical exercise doesn't help you and actually makes things more difficult, not to worry. It's not necessary to move your arms back and forth when you're pronouncing the sound Earl. But if this physical kinesthetic exercise actually helps, all the better. Now you have one more method of practicing this difficult combination of sounds. Now let's try some words containing Earl. I encourage you to continue moving your arms back and forth as we did in the previous exercise, but again, it's not necessary. Whatever works for you. Please listen and repeat. Earl. Girl. Early. Pearl. World. Now let's try this phrase. It's a bit of a tongue twister, so please go slowly. Every girl in the world loves pearls. Please listen and repeat. Every girl in the world loves pearls. Every girl in the world loves pearls. Mastering the sound takes time and practice. As you can see, it's even more difficult when combined with the sound L. But the key to mastering the sound is slow, repetitive practice on a daily basis. Everybody can learn the sound. You just have to repeat and repeat until you develop what's known as muscle memory. Muscle memory is the ability to do something automatically, without thinking. Accent reduction is a lot like physical activities such as sports, dancing, or playing an instrument. You have to first do it slowly and correctly in order to do it quickly and correctly. In other words, you need training. It's important to have the right training tools for better pronunciation. If you want more practice exercises, like the one in this podcast, and are interested in learning all the sounds of English, I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@englishpronunciationpod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us, and see you next time.